Frightened by artificial intelligence? These candidates have a solution for that. The problem. From self-driving cars to augmented reality to advancements in medicine, agriculture, and weaponry, many aspects of everyday life and a large share of the U.S. economy and military will be transformed by artificial intelligence in the not-too-distant future. In the U.S., AI innovation is being driven by massive investments in research and development at the technology behemoths Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. They stand to gain the most from these technologies by leveraging the huge amounts of data that users have provided. But more and more businesses in all kinds of industries are looking to AI to increase productivity, service, and their bottom lines. Hospitals are testing how AI can enhance care. School districts are looking at AI-equipped cameras that can spot guns, and human resources departments are using AI to sift through job applications. Government agencies, including law enforcement, are looking for ways to harness this next technological revolution to meet their ends. But looming over AI development are warnings from top scientists, including the late Stephen Hawking, who said in a 2014 BBC interview that the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. Artificial general intelligence, a program that could replicate, or arguably constitute, consciousness, may be far off, but the technology in its current form may already be outpacing the legal and ethical frameworks for its safe and responsible deployment. Important debates about how AI automation will affect data privacy, civil rights, and national security have crept out of the confines of academia onto the national political stage. The perils of AI are already on display in China, which is deploying AI facial recognition technology to strengthen its Orwellian state surveillance infrastructure, from helping police catch jaywalkers to profiling ethnic minorities. In the near term, the biggest AI concern in the U.S. is its impact on labor markets. And while the Trump administration focuses on illegal immigration as the greatest threat to American workers, some of the presidential candidates preparing to challenge him in 2020 are homing in on the greater potential threat presented by AI-equipped automation. In a video announcing his 2020 presidency, Senator Bernie Sanders said, "We need to understand that artificial intelligence and robotics must benefit the needs of workers, not just corporate America and those who own that technology." Estimates vary on the number of workers who may be displaced by technology that makes machines better than humans at certain jobs. But by some predictions, the rate of job loss will exceed that of the Industrial Revolution. A 2013 study from Oxford predicted that up to 47% of American jobs could be at risk by 2030. More recent studies are less dire. McKinsey's 2017 research estimates that 23% of the workforce might be threatened by automation, assuming companies adopt these technologies at a middling pace. And while researchers also predict that millions of new jobs will be created, there is bound to be at least short-term pain for workers who must transition to stay relevant in an AI-driven economy. First on the firing line may be less educated workers who perform repetitive tasks, such as machine operators, retail workers, and fast food preppers. But relatively well-educated people who do administrative tasks, such as accounting or drafting legal documents, may also be at risk. Economists theorize that AI could further concentrate wealth and power at the very top and have an impact on the lower, middle, and even upper middle class. On the campaign trail, Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang frequently talks about the 3.5 million truckers in the U.S. who he says stand to lose their jobs in the next 5 to 7 years due to self-driving trucks. According to the second annual AI Index report, subsets of AI called computer vision and object segmentation that are used in self-driving vehicles have seen dramatic gains in the last 3 years in precision and speed, so Yang's prediction may not be far off. What concerns me is if AI is even good enough to drive trucks and conduct customer service calls and other tasks and be completely mindless in other regards, that would still be enough to displace millions of American workers and cause epic levels of distress, displacement, and even violence, he told Yahoo News. From self-driving cars to facial recognition systems, these technologies are bringing forth a tidal wave of change that at its extreme has been characterized as an existential threat to humanity and by more restrained voices as nothing short of a fourth industrial revolution. 1. What are some potentially positive applications of AI described in the first part of the article that are being explored for use in the near future? Two. Along with Stephen Hawking's warnings of the future perils of AI, how is AI considered to be a more current danger in light of present-day or soon-expected applications?